This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You want to know the real reason why Democrats are pushing infanticide, which they call abortion, but of course, after the child is born, it's no longer abortion, it's murder or infanticide. But why are they pushing it? That's the big question. I think I know the answer. It's because leftists who are, let's face it, they are authoritarian tyrants. They're mass murderers. They want to murder their political opponents. They want to murder and use the state as a mass murderer to control society. And murdering infants is simply the stepping stone to what they're going to roll out next. It's going to follow in the tracks of the Third Reich. They're going to push mass euthanasia of the elderly and the infirmed. And this will be coupled with their Medicare for All plan. The only way they can afford Medicare for All is if the state murders you once you are diagnosed with a certain disease or condition that's very expensive to treat. Now, this is exactly what the Nazi regime did. And we even published posters, historical posters from the Third Reich. We published them on Natural News. Forgot the title of the story, but you can search for Nazi euthanasia posters, and you can find that story. You can see those posters. The posters argued the economics of why the state had to murder people if they became elderly or infirmed or were physically handicapped or mentally handicapped. And this is what will be next. And the Democrats have to establish that it's okay to murder people as long as you don't want them. I mean, think about the logic of infanticide, you know, their abortion logic now. It's that a baby can be born. And as the governor of Virginia, Northam, says, that baby will be kept comfortable until the mother decides whether to kill it. I mean, he didn't say that exact part, but that's what he means. Until the mother decides to kill it. So according to Democrats, a mother can decide to kill their child after it's born, and that will be protected by the state. And why? Because the mother says she doesn't want the child. Huh. Well, let's see. If the constitutional protections that protect a human life do not apply to a child that has already been born and is already living independently apart from the mother, then according to leftists, well, constitutional protections of life shouldn't really apply anywhere. That if the left, if they want you dead, then it's okay to kill you. You see, that is the logic. That's the precedent that they are establishing. And they're starting with infants, actually their own children. You think about it. They're so willing to murder people that they're beginning this process by murdering their own babies. And then it's going to expand into murdering you and your children and your parents, your elderly, you know, people in nursing homes, whatever. The left is going to say at some point, actually, here's their entire argument. It's going to go like this. They're going to say that Christians and Trump supporters and white people are all born evil. I mean, let's focus on the white people part, because you know they're at war with white people. They will declare white people to be a birth defect. They will say you're born with white privilege, and that is a defect, and thus the state can murder you. And in fact, the state can murder you at any age since you're still defective, even if you're 30 years old or 50 years old or 75. If you're white, that's a birth defect, according to the left. Notice, by the way, that all movies, TV shows, everything coming out of Hollywood from the left-wing propaganda hub of America now portrays all heroes as either black people, minorities, or women. There are no more white heroes coming out of Hollywood. In fact, white people are depicted as losers and criminals, and either stupid husbands who don't know what to do, who are run by their wives, or villains. That's on purpose. It's all part of the propaganda programming. And getting back to the euthanasia issue, like I said, they're going to, at some point, push this idea that being white is a birth defect and thus the state can kill you as a post-birth abortion at any age. Remember, if they are willing to kill their own children, there's no reason why they won't be willing to kill you too. Just remember that. Because I'm always years ahead in my warnings, but they all eventually come true, or most of them. Maybe not all yet, but most of them eventually come true. Because I can see where this is going. I can see how leftists work. I mean, 5 years ago, none of you listening to this could have imagined that Democrats in multiple states, Maryland, Virginia, New York, and elsewhere, would be passing laws and applauding the legalization of the murder of infants that are already born. You could not imagine that. And if I told you that 5 years ago, you would be saying, "Nah, that's nonsense. That won't ever happen. Get real." Well, it just happened. It is happening. And I'm here to tell you that's just the beginning. Where this is going is the mass genocide of white people. And it will be social justice warriors. It will be written into law if the Democrats gain control. They will write a law that says white people are inferior. This will be the flip of what it used to be in under U.S. law during slavery that said that black people were property. This will be flipped around. The Democrats will say that white people are not human and thus do not deserve protections under the Constitution. They're not human, they will argue, because they are born with a birth defect that gives them white privilege and makes them unsafe for society. And this is already being programmed in the movies and in the left-wing media. It's the war on white people. This is South Africa coming to America. In South Africa, they slaughter white people. And in the Middle East, they slaughter Christians all throughout Syria and even in China as well. There's going to be a war on white people and Christians. And if you're a white male Christian, you are like enemy number one to the radical deranged left. They will murder you. They will celebrate murdering you. They will pass laws to codify your murder, and they will applaud themselves for being progressive as they stab you in the eye. Whatever it takes to murder you, they will celebrate their mass murder and violence against white people. And you're seeing it happen. It's already underway. This is what the radical left has become: a death cult, a serial killing cult of mass murderers and radical extremists. I mean, just as another example, the Ocasio-Cortez Green New Deal proposes eliminating fossil fuels in 10 years, which would collapse the entire national food supply and lead to mass starvation. I mean, we're talking about a total collapse of the food supply, a collapse of the economy, and conditions that would lead to mass pestilence, disease, fatalities, nationwide desperation, Venezuela-style conditions. And this is what Democrats want. They want chaos. They want despair, because then people need to turn to government to save them. And how's government going to save you? Well, if you're white, by killing you and saying, "There, just solved your problem right there. Just put a bullet in your head," as the left has done throughout history, Nazis, National Socialists, lining people up, putting bullets in their head, rounding up Jews, sending them off to the gas chambers. In America, the plan of the Democrats, and this has been admitted by the, what's it called, the Weatherman, the underground Weatherman, or whatever the group was called, I can never remember their name, the people that trained Obama, the goal was to run the incineration ovens 24/7 and exterminate, I think it was 25 to 50 million Americans who could not be, quote, re-educated into the propaganda of leftism. And that was their plan. And that's why they're so infuriated that Trump got elected president, and that the American people still have their guns and the American people can still fight back. No one on the left has any, they don't respect life. They don't respect liberty. They hate America. They hate white people. And they can't wait for mass death to be unleashed upon people of fair skin. That's what the left wants. Have no hesitation. Understand this. Read my website, civilwar.news, civilwar.news, or just check out newstarget.com. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Pray for America. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flour. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.